Hello, you. Welcome. Welcome, all of you, every part into this space. And I say this with all of my heart. It's gorgeous, delicious, delightful to meet you here. And whatever stage you are at in your self-growth journey, all of you is welcome. My name is Natalie, and I am the host of Light the Way podcast. And this podcast is here for people who are finding their Dharma, who are searching for something else, who are really, really at that point of antithesis, on the edge of change, and wanting to live more of an unconventional life, to pull yourself out of hierarchical systems of patriarchy, and to really, you know, start to sculpt your own out of the ordinary soul story. You are a change maker. That is why you are here. Woohoo! And we are in this podcast going to delve deep to your edges. And yeah, we have to be brave, but that's why I'm here as your guide, to introduce lighter ways of being, to introduce concepts that you may have kind of heard about or felt in your heart, felt in your body. And we're going to be activating your intuitive mastery, the power of who you are, activating it all so you can really step in to being who you were born to be. That's what this podcast is about. That's what I'm all about. And I describe myself as a light translator. I'm here to translate the light I see in the world to amplify the human experience. So, yeah, whether it is for motivation, for relaxation, we're going to be going to the extremes, to the extremities. And every time I invite you in here to be in that divine cocoon soul space that's just for you. So you ready? You ready to find out lighter ways? Are you ready to light the way? Let's go, changemaker.
Hello, beauties. I'm back. We're back together. How does that feel? Episode 8 of season 2 of Light the Way. Delicious. A soul in sync with its power can change the world one heartbeat at a time. Being back together, being totally together with oneself. You know, that's good. That is so, so good. But I'm really, really gonna get into a juicy story that I have never shared before. And the reason being is this week I have, for some reason or another, gone back into my Unbound Mastermind group. Now, this is the collective group that I wrote my inner circle when I was writing my book. So I was in the Unbound Mastermind and I have access to it forevermore, which I'm so truly grateful for to Nicole Humber, my soul sister and publisher. And something miraculous happened. Now, something, you'll hear me say this again and again, but something totally and utterly always happens when a collective comes together, gets together, the collective sharing, the co-creation, the co-sharing. And I was like, at what point are you meeting me today? At what point are you picking up my book and the book, Light the Way? What point are you at when you come and find my work? And it is a point very, very often of desperation. It is a point of packing the suitcase and leaving and not having anywhere to go. It is at the point where many women come to me of pure, utter not being in sync, but not even knowing who they are anymore. Whew. So if you are at that point, know that you have come into a safe space, a safe house, a held space. And the story I wish to share with you is one that in society could be labelled with, you know, white jacket, straight jacket, kind of come and they're coming to take me away. Ha 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 ha. So I'm going to go back, to really nearly 10 years ago. And I had found my perfect partner. We're just about to move into the perfect house. We were just discussing about having children. Everything was there. But no. No. It's before that. I'm just being guided to go, no, this is, it's before that. It's before that. This story happens before that. That was the point at which we broke up. But how many times do you go back? How many times do you go back to try again? Now, I went back many, many times before that point of finally leaving and finally flinging my engagement ring across the floor in pure desperation. And with tears, of course. Before that, like visiting at that point, obviously it was trauma, but for me it's not trauma anymore. But for you, you know, just really take time when you're listening to what I'm saying, because there may be trauma that's triggered for you within this story. So I was in a relationship that I really felt that I needed to work at, and that we were not having good sex. We actually were really not having sex. We'd found a way to connect through blowjobs and through, yeah, that was it really. But I remember totally and utterly giving away my power by saying to him, no, it's all to do with me. It's all to do with me. When he would bring it up, I would get so upset, and the feelings inside of me would be, you know, unworthy. And I'd also say, but hang on a minute, this has never been a problem before. Like, what's the missing link? You know, like, I had people running after me and actually, you know, enjoying me and enjoying my body and, you know, that union. So what was it? Well, I took responsibility. You know, I took responsibility in that blame game. And I was going to change. If I could change, then our sex would get better. It didn't, of course. In actual fact, a story for another time. But until I really got myself fully out of this relationship was when my body could fully understand how to be nourished and cherished and how to fully enjoy pleasure. So the story, it's a real story because it happened, but it is a story and it's part of my story. And it's important to always know that when we move into that glowing stage, when we make the decision to really, really take responsibility for ourselves and move on and move forward and move through the pain, you know, seeing the pain, hearing the pain, talking to the pain, when we move through it and we come to the other side and get to that glow stage, that we are no longer victims of the story. So this particular day, my then boyfriend was going to work. Now, this was a regular occurrence, Monday to Friday. I was working as well at the Voice Experience. You know, I was had my own singing school and lots of responsibility in that sense. And one of these conversations decided to come up. You know, like they decide to come up right at that moment where you just don't even expect it. Like, I don't even know what was said. But all I remember is being in the corner, rocking, constantly rocking forward and back with absolute hilarity of crying, desperation, begging, begging him not to leave. Not to leave for work, but not to leave me. Don't leave me. I've got a little stomach gurgle there as I'm sharing this story for the first time ever publicly. Don't leave me. But of course, for him, like what do you do with somebody that is normally kind of happy-go-lucky, you know, Audrey Hepburn style, to this shriveling, shivering wreck? Because that's the point I let myself get to. Because even then, I still went back. Even then, even though within the deep construction of my intelligence, I knew leaving was better, I still stayed. And he still offered and allowed that capacity for me to stay, for us to stay together. I actually don't know what happened after that. Of course, it dispersed and I would have gone to work. He would have gone to work. We would have made up. Not with sex. No makeup sex. No. Cuddles. Yeah, we were good at cuddling, but that's not enough. That most certainly isn't enough. All of our bodies are worth this deep, deep honouring, this connection, this union, as we make love together. But no, there was none of that. Maybe a glass of champagne and a nice M&S dinner. We used to have our dinners on Friday together at the end of the week. So Why do we go back? Now, this question was asked to me by Anita Goyle when I was on her Relight Your Fire podcast, when we were talking about unlocking the power of your femininity. And there's no clear answer. So sorry, but there is no clear answer. But there's that word trying, so we try again because, you know, we think we can fix it or we think we can fix somebody else, and we get stuck in our own drama triangles. So we have the victim, the prosecutor and the rescuer. You know, we can get stuck in those, but also it's easier. In many ways, it's easier to go back. Because going back means we don't need to make that very, very shit scary leap into the void. And this is what episode 9 is going to be about, leaping into the void. So I send huge love to you if this story has resonated on a very, very deep shadow level. No one said it was going to be easy. And if you are reading Light the Way, the first few chapters take you through the wake-up calls for you to get into that glow and that glory space. But also, I hope that you can take away that, you know, that you are not alone. And when we start talking and when we hear stories like this, we realize, in actual fact, someone else is going through that as well. And there may be somebody that I can begin to open up to talk to. It's an incredible starting point. But talk to yourself. Listen in, because the wise woman is in there somewhere. And as I said, 10 years ago, I was flinging that engagement ring across the floor. But there was so much release in that, because I then knew I had taken back. I was fully into the empowerment then of, I know that leaving is the best decision and I am no way coming back. The only way is forward. And I needed those situations to keep reflecting back to myself what I was deserving, that I was deserving more. And to be at this place now, placing my hand on my heart and knowing that I am worthy without question. And let's just finish today. If you can, place your hand on your heart and connect in. A practice that's so simple, but really is so poignant. And sending love out to you, all of you. Sending love to all of our ancestors. Because the time is now. The time is now to heal this within our own female lineage so that the ancestors can also be free, because they didn't know how to free themselves. But we can. We have the opportunity today to start. Inhaling nice and deeply through the nose and then exhaling. And this message keeps coming through for me, which is we have no other choice, that we are doing it to release the binds of the mothers before, the grandmothers, the ancestors, the wise women before. So that not just our children and the future generations can be freer, but so that the more and more this feminine and masculine energy can combine together. You know, like the strands of the DNA can be reconnected. Delicious. Thank you so much for tuning in until episode 8. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode of Light the Way. If you'd like to connect more, then please come and visit me on my website, which is, of course, the www.nataliefarrell.co. And if you are looking for even more inspiration, then I hang out a lot on Instagram. So come and check out my profile, which is NatalieRFarrell_, or that all important underscore. You know, it has been really delicious having these 10, 15 minutes with you. If you'd like to connect deeper and actually delve more into this work, then why not email me at cosmicsoul@cosmicsoulschool.com. And, you know, let's get your journey changemaker started. And I really, really look forward to you tuning in more to the podcast. Please do subscribe and give me some stars if you feel that that's what you want to do as well. But when you hit that subscribe button, it means that you get a notification when a new podcast has gone live. So hit that subscribe button and let's stay connected.